Hi, Craig James, with a look at the latest ComSec iPhone index. This is somewhat of a light-hearted way of looking at currency levels and relativities, and it works on the principle that the same good should be priced the same right the way across the globe in US dollar terms if the currency markets were working perfectly. Well, in terms of the latest survey, Australia ranks as the fourth cheapest place of 51 nations to buy an iPhone. Last year, we were ranked 25th. This year, we're ranked in the order of fourth. And what we're pricing here is the iPhone 8. Last year, the Aussie dollar was at 80 cents. Clearly, the currency is a whole lot cheaper this year at around about 71 to 72 cents. The only currencies or countries around the world that had cheaper iPhones were Japan, Hong Kong, as well as a number of the US cities. We also priced the iPad and found that Australia is the third cheapest place to buy an iPad across the globe, with only Malaysia and Hong Kong having it less than us here in Australia. What are the implications for something like this? Well, if you're an Aussie traveller and planning to go overseas, certainly it pays to be able to buy your iPhones or iPads or, you know, so your gear basically here in Australia rather than, you know, so purchasing yourself overseas. So clearly it's positive for retailers here in Australia. And it's not just in terms of the iPhone or the iPad. This is more generally in terms of goods, you know, sort of here in Australia. It's more expensive now to buy globally sourced goods overseas rather than buying it, you know, so domestically. It's good news for retailers. It's good news for exporters. It does raise the question, though, is the Australian dollar somewhat undervalued at these sorts of levels, given how cheap we are to be able to buy an iPhone and an iPad, you know, sort of here in Australia. It certainly has major implications in terms of Apple and their pricing for the latest products. Now, Apple on Wednesday will be releasing the latest iPhone and perhaps, you know, sort of new variants of the iPad as well. And we'll be looking very, very closely to see how Apple prices the Australian goods given the changes in the currency markets over the last 12 months.